There are few certainties in science, but one fact of which we can all be certain is that one day we will die. Our atoms won't disappear, they will return to the Earth. Some will become parts of the living future, but they will carry no imprint, no memories, no knowledge of the pattern once known as you. In 5 billion years, our sun will cease to shine. Our planet will die in the searing heat, engulfed by the dying star. The atoms once known as you will be ejected out into space. In billions of years, they may become part of new solar systems with their own stories to tell. The great cycle of stellar death and rebirth offers a sort of limited immortality. Whether that's comforting is up to you. But ultimately, nothing will survive. It will all be gone. In the far future, there will come a time when time has no meaning as the universe expands and fades. Our descendants, isolated on an island adrift in an ocean of dark, will watch as the galaxy evaporates away. How does that make you feel? Something remains in the darkness. An idea. Science is the ultimate exercise of reason, and our reason confirms, deep down, what we've always known. Whether human or star, life is precious and fleeting. We, collections of atoms that can think, have discovered this deep truth. We must understand. The universe will spend an eternity in darkness after a brief period of light. Not eternal. And yet meaning exists today because the universe means something to us.
We must understand that the life is precious and fleeting. In doing so, we will come to recognize the true value of ourselves, our fellow humans, and our civilization.
The choice before us is not between immortality and eternal darkness. The laws of nature have made that choice. But we do get to choose how long we want to survive. How long do you want the human race to survive? There will come a time when we are forced to choose. Do we destroy our planet or protect it? Do we live together or fight amongst ourselves? Do we expand and explore? Do we carry our shared hopes and dreams outwards to Mars and the moons of Jupiter and Saturn and onwards to the limitless stars? Or do we avert our gaze from the universe beyond and allow all memory of our world to be lost too soon? We'll be right back. close our minds and seek refuge in the ignorant dark of the cave? Or do we embrace curiosity and love, of knowledge, of our fellow humans, of our rare world, and of the infinite and wonderful things yet to be known? That time is now.